Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
888-6581. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime. And it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash it for you. And let your home's beauty shine through.
Let it shine through.
If you want the best, you better call Merritt. 888-6581. If you want the best, call Merritt.
Let your wash it.
888-6581.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Welcome, Tampa Bay. Hey, Brian, we are on live on the show. What you got to say?
I got to say that we got the secret shopper in the house, Vince, and we just made a deal with Vince. He's going to be the secret shopper. We're even going to get your car fixed.
Oh, thanks a lot.
It's an oil change or something. We're going to send you all over the place.
There we go.
You are the official secret shopper.
Hey, I like to be one because then I need some work on my tires, man.
You realize for me it comes unpaid. I have to pay for the secret
shopper. Yeah, you got to pay for the tires.
Right. No, I want you to keep a bill. Send us a bill and we'll mail you a check.
Yeah, I know how that works.
Yes.
Mail.
We got Sam and, I need this. I hope he's listening. What I'll do is I'll send them.
Let me see. Going on.
Yes, just do something here. This is Sam with the gyros. Oh, what I got to do is send him where he can tune in.
By the way, this when we came in, we saw. How many did he have? He had two or three bags of gyros here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
It smells awesome.
And chicken wings.
So this is Sam's Gyro and Seafood. They're located at 405 South Missouri Avenue. Shout out to them. Their telephone number to get in contact with them is 727-754-1999. Great year. So again, and Sam's Gyro and Seafood. Thank you so much, guys, for providing the gyros to our staff here. Actually, we had some Greek performers before our show even started, and they were excited about it. And they actually were the test of your food. They actually came from Greek.
They chowed down. They saw that food out there. They're like, heck yeah.
It tastes like our homeland, so that's a good sign. Sam's Gyros and Seafood, which is
that's
great.
Right, yeah.
Again, their number
that was his hardest test right there.
Absolutely.
<yeah.
laughs> That's like the best test you could have, right? Coming from Greece here. Anyways, 727-754-1999. Again, they're located at 405 South Missouri Avenue in Clear Out, Florida. 33756 is the zip code. And they have some specials going on, guys, so definitely reach out to them. Anyways, we got some special guests here on the show today. You can share with us. So first of all, give us your name and the name of the company that you represent.
I'm Vince Resalvato, awmlocal.com. We do digital marketing, digital advertising, Facebook, search engine optimization, kind of you name it for getting your message out there on digital. And don't forget to sign up for your $100 gift card opportunity, localsaverclub.com. Every week we do a $100 opportunity to get a Visa gift card. So sign up there, and if you need your business advertised, awmlocal.com. Yeah, and so last week we had Clean Eats out here. And so I secret shopped them. Oh, it was fantastic. It was great.
Yeah, share with us exactly what you did as far as secret shopping. What exactly did you do? And
I went over to Bel Air just kind of snuck in there. Okay. And there was a real nice lady serving. We kind of looked around the thing. You know, walking in there, I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know if it was cooked or uncooked. I knew they had a cafe so you could eat there.
Okay.
But I really had no idea. And I'll tell you what, it's way beyond what I had thought. You know, for ranging between $7 and $9 a meal, mm-hmm. it's actually pre-cooked meal. So you know how you get like in the freezer section of your Publix, you get like that crappy frozen meal that's in the box. And you microwave it up. This mm-hmm. is actually a meal prepared just for you. What you do is you go online, you order Clean Eats. They prepare these things for you so that you have a week of whatever number of meals that you want mm-hmm. Each week. You go in, you pick them up, or they can deliver them to you.
Oh, wow.
And they're fresh-made meals. So the whole idea is that there's no prep, no cooking, no cleaning, no shopping. And it was fantastic. My fiance got like a teriyaki bowl, brown rice, mushrooms, mm-hmm. Black beans. It was fantastic. Definitely awesome.
And the price point you mentioned, something like that. How much is the average? Is it between $7 and what?
If you buy like the 30 meal package or the 20 meal package, it's like $7 a meal.
Wow.
I mean, and that's a great deal. You know, me and my fiance eat out a lot, way too much to even admit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, it's not uncommon to have like what? Like a $50 bill with the tip very easily.
Very easily. I mean, every day, average like $15. I have to give a tip, like $17. Like, let's just say $20 an average. And that's about $100, you know, in 4 days alone.
Exactly.
That's a lot of money. But having a $7 great price point, if what you're telling me is amazing. What's the name of that business again?
Clean Eats. They have two locations.
Okay.
Google them. The one we went to was down in Bel Air.
Okay.
Fantastic. The thing I'm excited, that we're excited about, to be frank about it.
Right.
Is that, I need to lose some weight. And these are pre-portioned, perfectly sized meals that are, you know, it's a serving and there's not going to be any leftovers. So you're not, that's my problem is, you know, I go back, you know, leftover after leftover. And,
You mentioned between 20 to 30 servings. I guess the more you order, the cheaper it is. The price point, is that works?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They have a price point. I actually have it here on my phone because I took a picture while I was in the store. And so it looks like a, five meals is $41. That's $8.20 a meal, right? But if you buy 21 meals,
that's a whole month.
It's a whole month, right? You know, $6.52 a meal.
How can you beat that?
And not only that, but like you go in there, their menu exceeds whatever you would have at a restaurant. I mean, they got breakfast, lunch, dinners. They've got these, like, literally, you could walk in there and they get these big cabinets with freezers. You grab what you want and you leave with it, or they can, you know, get it all prepared for you. Some of you come in, you get your bags with the number of meals that you ordered. Mm-hmm. Great idea. You know, he kept saying the other day,
it's a lifestyle.
I can see that now because I didn't really know what to expect, but the whole idea though of having like a pre-made portion of the actual number of calories, that's really appealing to me. And then we were talking about it, Brian, about saving money, right? Because, you know, I don't, you know how often you go out to eat, but we go out to eat way too much, and it's the lion's share, I feel, of any budget.
And not for nothing, but that's a great price point, especially when you go grocery shopping. Yeah, all the prices have gone up.
Right.
So with that, with all the different types of condiments you're putting together for your food, if you go out and buy it separately, think about it. It's an average over what they're paying for.
Oh, the name of the company is Clean Eats.
Clean Eats, yeah.
Do you know, Clean I Eats. Watched something on Shark Tank, and do you know the guy didn't have the logo on his shirt? And he kept saying, my company. And I stayed and watched it because I was going to turn, but I like Shark Tank anyway. But he never said the name of the company until the end.
Yeah, well, the Clean Eats is a perfect example.
Clean Eats.
What's your telephone number by chance?
I actually don't have it right here with me.
Darn it.
But you can Google Clean Eats, right? Is it clean with a K or a C?
It's clean with a C. Yeah,
with a C.
Clean Eats.
Clean Eats. Okay,
because it's good eating. It's, you know, it's good. It's good food. It's prepared properly. It's a real portion. It's not, you know, it's not like, you know, you go to a restaurant and you get like, you know, 1,100 calories worth of food.
And they're in Bel Air.
They've got two locations, Bel Air, St. Pete. There are other locations, too. Just go to cleaneats.com, and they'll deliver, too. So, yep. And we've used some of those delivery services. The point I really wanted to get to, though, is companies do not do a good job of advertising that they're out there, because there's like six, maybe, of these locations around here. I'd never heard of Clean Eats. Had you?
No.
No. And
or
so.
The concept.
Or the concept either, because I've tried all those food
delivery. I'm trying to get him to do a deal with me,
yeah,
so we can get the word out and create a buzz about Clean Eats.
Well, here it is. Their phone number, Clean Eats, or like he mentioned, there is two locations. Their telephone number is 727, area code 685-1247. Again, the number is 727-685-1247. Like you mentioned, there is two locations for the convenience for those folks living on the other side of the town. So that's cool. Awesome.
Okay, let's get, thank you, Clean Eats. Clean Eats, Clean Eats.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to go to our first caller.
Who do we have in line?
Yeah, Joey from St. Pete Hauling.
St. Pete Hauling. How are you doing, Joey?
Doing well. How y'all doing?
Good. We're going to sing a song. What do you think? Should we? Do you have a song we can sing to put Hauling in it? Hauling?
Go for it.
Uh-huh. Hauling. St. Pete Hauling.
Yeah, he didn't have it.
Oh.
I can't hear the guitar when I'm...
But I know, but we're going to do a song for you, okay, my friend? And we're going to... So tell us what you do.
Yeah, so we're a local roll-off dumpster company here in Pinellas County. Started this company at 18 years old. We run over 37 dumpsters here in Pinellas in the Tampa Bay area. Yeah, we provide 15, 20, and 30-yard roll-off dumpsters all to the Tampa Bay area.
Let them hear it.
I mean, he started this at a very young age. Joey, I'm really impressed that you've been doing this for so long. So, how big is your staff?
We run a staff of two. Okay. We're getting ready to add another truck and some more people, but currently a staff of two.
Okay, well, that's awesome.
And sometimes small is strong, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you've been doing it. How old are you now?
I'm 20, so we've been doing it. Almost 21, so I've been doing it a little over 2.5 years.
Yeah, 3.5 years.
Oh, you're a young man.
He's very young. I have a son older than he is.
I have a son older than you. Let me ask
good
you
job,
something.
Man.
You're, but you're old enough to drink, though, right? 21?
Nope.
No?
He doesn't drink.
Well, that's good. That's good you don't drink.
I don't know. I'm just saying that, just assuming.
But what's the age of drinking now?
21, right?
21.
And how old are you?
20.
Oh, you even now. Wow.
That's why he can't drink.
Is it I'm getting older or people getting younger?
Well, his buddy doesn't drink anyway. He's got a business to run.
There you go. Well, that's good. You shouldn't drink anyway, because I've never met anybody that said the solution to their problems was drinking.
Absolutely.
It only makes them worse.
Yep.
But anyhow, you ready for a song for the Hauling Company?
Let's do one.
Get a little closer. Ready? This is for you, my friend. St. Pete Hauling.
Home all alone and crying.
St. Pete Hauling.
away.
Yeah. There you go. What'd you think, young man?
It was good.
St. Pete Holland. Woo! We got a full house here. Gyros. We got my good friend here that saved the day. St. Pete Holland.
727-422-7643. 727-422-7643. You know, and St. Pete
Holland, Inc.com for those of us who are digital. Do you go to Clearwater at all, or is it just St. Pete?
No, we go to Clearwater. We go as far north as like Tarpon Springs, all the way out to Tampa.
Would you?
And a little in the Palmetto area.
Would you be considered doing another coupon book? Because I put out a coupon book from Pinellas Park to Tarpon Springs. Would you consider doing a small ad in another coupon book like American's Favorite?
I mean, I already do one in there.
We do areas that they don't do because we go all the way up to Tarpon, Palm Harbor, Clearwater, and Dunedin. But if you don't, that's fine. More than merrier.
I would consider it.
Okay, I'll design something for you. I'll design something for you to look at.
Okay. So I got a question because I'm always the one to ask the weird questions. What's the weirdest thing that you've ever had to get out of a dumpster?
I'm scared to find
out. Lots of sex dolls.
Seriously? Lots of them. I like how he says lots of them. Like we deal with it on a weekly basis.
So give us the name of your company and your phone number.
St. Pete Holland, and then it's going to be 727-422-7643.
Why, thanks, buddy, for being on the show.
And I encourage all those listeners, please support your local business owners. This is a great young man. He's started this business. He's thriving. He's growing. Support this business, guys.
Okay? Right.
St. Pete Hauling, Inc.com.
And you should come down to the station sometime because we have generally 10, 15 people here, and we always have the shows catered. And you can network some deals also here.
Right on. I appreciate it.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah, be safe.
Be safe. Okay, so do you like this? Mark, the balloon man. Oh. Anyhow, let's go on to our... I'd like you, Vince, do you to interview Vince. Like, I mean, Angel.
Yes.
He's going to interview you.
Oh, I'm on the spot now.
I know what Angel does. So what do you do?
Well, I mean, I've been here for almost a year now. I can't believe time's going flying by real quick. Anyway, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president.
And you have one of the best, helping outreaches out there. What's the name?
Well, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president and CEO of a company I just started about a year ago. It's called Our Community First with the letter R. And basically, we're like a leading online community resource directory to help people that are in need. My goal is to kind of help the people that live within Pasco, Hillsborough, and Pinellas County. So we actually have a platform to help not-for-profit organizations showcase their services and promote community engagement and support collaboration. So we have community calendar to see what's happening in the community, upcoming events, shows. We also are we also empower our community by promoting job opportunities for free. We support veterans. I'm really big in supporting veterans. All my family members have all joined the military ranks, and I'm very supportive by veterans. And we offer exclusive discounts to local businesses that partner with us. Their support fuels our mission and foster economic prosperity with our people in their community and our business owners. And our success really relies on the dedication of members and local businesses that partner with us. And we make a positive impact with integrity and enthusiasm to help the people that are in need, like I mentioned. You can find nearby not-for-profits organization by entering your zip code on our site, which is a search engine. And you can see the nearest not-for-profit that can help you find whatever you're looking for. So we have a list. You name it. Our list is growing each day. We have from helping people for even adoption services to supporting senior citizens, behavioral health. We have not-for-profits that provide free bicycles for people that are homeless to get transportation to get to work. We have locations on where they can get free clothing for interviews. We have locations that if you need a shower, I mean, it's amazing, guys, when you go out to the community and you see a homeless person take a shower, how their life just changed right in front of your eyes. It feels so clean and refreshed. And then getting free, you know, getting clothes, and then having a health checkup, and then getting the food, a warm meal. And then they provide like P.O. boxes because, you know, a lot of the veterans don't have addresses. And some of these not-for-profits provide their location to provide their mailing address to help them get back on their feet. Because
that's fantastic.
It's awesome. So I'm just so excited about this because it's just helping so many people get that information out, and up to child care, people that are struggling to get clothing, like I mentioned, from infants. Okay, it's available out there. How do you know where to find all this information? Just go to ourcommunityfirst.com and just type in those keywords, and it will show right up. There's free classes for people that perhaps may need to learn, like if they lost their job and they're trying to find work, and it's been very difficult to find jobs that can pay the bills as you see the skyrocketing rent. Well, there's opportunities out there as apprenticeships that can teach you how to do robotic arms and manufacturing companies, and then when you're done, you will be linked up with like Lockheed Martin to be interviewed and get a job right on the spot, making almost six figures after this program is done.
Wow.
So these are people that, you know, there's a lot of programs that are out here that people are not aware about. Also, the disability. There's a lot of people that are out there. We don't think about the disabled, the blind, the deaf, the hearing impaired. There's programs that help families that are struggling with these type of services or these disabilities to get them to teach them like life work balance, you know, skills, and they find jobs. They're there. They're on the website. It's amazing. We actually had last year. We had one of the not for profits come in and talk about that as well. I also promote like family advocacy, and if you don't have internet connection at home, and a lot of us don't, some people don't, there's locations that not-for-profit you can go to and go use their computers for free, right? So if you're looking for jobs and doing research, and for those folks that have food insecurities, there has a list of a lot of food pantries, where to go to get food assistance. I have girls and youth groups that are out there to help the young ladies as well. We have, like I mentioned, hearing impaired. We have, like, if you're looking to find a home like for sale, if you need like if you're a first time home buyer, there's if you go to St. Pete, for example, they have down payment assistance up to $70,000 for your first home. People don't even know about that. Right? I personally have a full-time job during the day. I do this part-time, but during the day, the city of Clearwater is offering up to $60,000 to $45,000 for the first-time home buyers. And it's much more efficient to own your home nowadays than rent.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Okay. So those are the things that are happening. We have housing to service development. We have human trafficking. It's another thing that's really huge. People don't talk about, but human trafficking is huge. Where to go to get the help if you are suffering through human trafficking? We have hygiene programs to help like the single moms, like Empowerment, located in Largo, helping single moms start their own business. They have people teaching the classes for them to start their own business, and providing them hygiene products. And I mean, the list goes on and on. This is a wonderful, there's a lot of beautiful things happening out there. So for those folks, if you're listening to this right now, and if you know of anyone who needs help, and if they're homeless, if they need health, if they're struggling, if they mentally, you know, need help, you know, with counselors, come to my site, ourcommunityfirst.com, point them in the right direction. This is a resource for everyone. It's not just for me. This is for the community as a whole. So I only focus in these three counties because I want to stay within our backyard. And the more and more we make these connections, then the municipalities can use this platform to help people that are in need and put them all in the right direction. At this point, we have over 100 not-for-profits. We have about 50 businesses that have signed up to support us. We sell membership cards and $25 each. $5 is donated to these not-for-profits to help them generate some income. And then you can use the card to get discounts to support your local businesses. It's really that simple. I don't charge nothing to advertise a business on our site. It's free for business owners. It's free for not-for-profit organizations. So if you have a business and you want to be a part of a well-worth cause, by all means, get in contact with us. We will advertise your business for free. There's no strings attached. All we're asking is you provide some sort of discount for people that refer to your business. That's all we're asking. And that helps that would help generate some income to provide for these not-for-profits some extra income to help them as well. I also lift church organizations. So if you're a particular, if you have a non-denominational church you want to go to or a Catholic church, we have a list of churches that are on my site as well. You can find your nearest church. That you know, if you want some spiritual grounding or whatever, it's there.
Events too. I went to the letter R, yes. communityfirst.com. Mm-hmm. And I see you got events here too.
Yes.
Everything from a university church to yoga, mm-hmm. to women's help. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, ministries.
Yep. The museums, you know. They were open for in St. Pete. I also have the historical museum here in Clearwater. They're also on their events. I also have a museum over there in Dade City. They're also on there advertising some of their service. So it's a wonderful thing. We started since last year. Officially, it's our first year doing this, and we're growing. So we can't, you know, this cannot be successful, again, by the support of the business owners as well as not-for-profits sharing this information. Now, what makes us different from everybody else, right? From 211, for example, is that this platform allows these not-for-profit organizations to update their services in real time. So if you need to know where the nearest food pantry is, if you go to my site, more than likely is so updated because they're in charge of updating themselves. So you know where to go, especially for veterans as well.
Very cool. Yeah. Doing a lot of good things for the community.
Absolutely. And yep. we're actively, really active. And you know, Brian, we work with the city of Clearwater. We actually organize the Hispanic Heritage Month. We do it once a year. We have over 3,000 folks that came last year, and the mayor provided us a proclamation, Declaration Proclamation.
I put jobs in there, and it popped up jobs.
There you go.
So, I mean, it's got everything in there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and then I was using that proclamation like it was mine.
The proclamation. You know
what I mean? I'm going, look what, because I can say I'm part of you, right?
Yes. Part well, we are. We're working together. This is a platform that we bring these not-for-profits. They right. actually come on air, and they share what they do in the community.
And the guy goes, is that really your proclamation, that? And I said, absolutely. Because it looks so good. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do that. Who believes I did or didn't?
Raise your hand. I believe you did.
Yeah, why not? It looked good. You got a letter from the mayor? Yeah, sure, why not? But I say Angel did, because he's the angel.
So yes, he is.
Then you got your thing going. You in better spirits now?
Yeah, I'm in a little bit of better spirits. Yeah, I was just tired.
Yeah, Secret Shopper, our official Secret Shopper.
Right.
That's pretty cool. All right,
what are we secret shopping next?
Oh, do we tell?
Pauling, I don't need a bunch of adult, you know, what do you call?
Toys.
What do you call that he was, you know, getting rid of stuff.
Oh, look at the balloon guy's coming in with his magical balloons.
Wow, we definitely got a full house today.
Yes.
Wow, yeah, I just looked
Angel
over there.
Too. It was great, seriously. I really appreciate that you come every week. Seriously, it touches my heart. You don't put money in my pocket, but it touches my heart.
Hey, for the people out here, this is a man who really knows and really cares.
Yeah.
I know everybody can't see on the YouTube, but we can tell from just looking at your face and looking at how much energy you have towards it that you really want to help. And I know you have a story, too, where you needed some help in your life and you were able to be uplifted. And so to see you now take that and put that further on into the community is awesome.
You know, I really put my personal business out there, but, you know, really, there's always a story. When you find people that do things like this, there's always a reason why people do what they do. You know, I know what it is to be homeless. I know what it is not to have anything. And, you know, through the struggles that what I went through, I looked at them as opportunities. And, like, again, spiritually as well, because I'm a spiritual person, did a lot of praying, especially when you're down and out. I almost froze to death in my car. So I thank God that they found a home for me. And I know what it is to deal with a lot of circumstances in life that is out of your control. But I always say, you know, you always have to look forward. No one look backwards. You know, the only, like, for people that are homeless, and I understand them, I can relate to them. It's like, and I saw them, there's hope. Don't give up. It's hope. Don't resort to drugs as a way to escape from it.
You don't have to.
Alcohol.
There are always people.
Yeah, don't be around toxic people.
You can get through to people that are hopeless. So think of this how it's good, how God uses it as good.
Mm-hmm.
The more hopeless someone is, the more that they will listen to the message of hope.
Yes.
So it's the opposite happening. It's a good thing because now you can get in their heads like there is a better way. There is a way out.
And think about it. We can all become homeless. Look at the storm that came through Florida. The people there, all of they lost their houses. They became homeless. Right. So we have this image when we think of homeless, somebody's in the street and they're all dirty and everything. No. Anyone can become homeless. So if we can kind of work together as a community when there's a big need, we can make a difference once we unite. It's only when we do things separately, which is great, but we need to come together and we can really do a positive impact in our community. So I know that this is just one outlet, but I see wonderful things that are out there, especially this radio station is one. This is a great platform to get the word out. Right. You'd be surprised the number of people that have been helped by listening to this radio station. And I've had stories that I had this one young lady said, hey, a guy calls me up. He goes, hey, I'm looking for a job. I go, so what happened? Because I lost my job. What are you looking for? He goes, by the way, the reason why I found out about our community first, through the radio, and you helped my neighbor get free furniture. I said, sir, I didn't help your neighbor get free furniture. But she went on your website. I go, we just pointed in the right direction. So this is making a lot of impact in a lot of people's lives.
Very good. And then the next secret shopper is Sam's Gyro and Seafood.
All right.
Okay.
I like seafood.
Seafood, and it's on 405 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater.
Cool.
That's the next secret shopper.
So we're
Sam's Gyros and Seafood.
Here, let me see that.
So we're gonna go there.
What do you think I'm gonna get when I go?
I'm gonna guess a gyro.
A gyro, man. I eat a lot of gyros, which would make it a good comparison, I guess. But they got a lot of stuff here. It looks like they got a seafood platter, fish and chips, sandwiches, fillies, wings and shrimp. They do have quite a bit here. So do you guys do a fundraiser every year with our community first?
We're starting to, yeah. We're starting to do that. Okay. I did do one last year. I got together with not-for-profits, but this year we're planning to definitely do like a little gala or something to do some fundraiser.
Yep. Okay, you guys out.
You guys take care. Bye. Take care,
you're
Tampa Bay.
Actually, you were supposed to be out. Vince, look. At 5:36:49, you're 1 second late because we're very organized here.
Yeah, right.
Okay, this is the guy. We're going to have singing now. This is the singing segment of our show. And then we got a balloon, the Mr. Balloon. Get pictures of the balloon and on the camera there. You can see you're on camera for YouTube. Okay, so you want you to play. Okay, do you want to sit there where the mic is? Let's do it. And then, can you just tell us a little bit about the balloon company?
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, I'm Mark the Balloon Guy. I have Winking Derby Entertainment, which is...
Talk into the mic.
Okay. Can you not hear me right now? Hello, my name is Mark Byrne. I'm with Winking Derby Entertainment, and I'm known as Mark the Balloon Guy throughout the Tampa Bay area. Been doing balloons for over 35 years. You can see me at Lenny's Restaurant, Lombardito's Restaurant. How does it go? And several events throughout the area.
Very good. Tell us about Lenny's Restaurant when you're there.
I'm there every Saturday and Sunday morning from Saturday morning from 9 to 12. And then I'm there Sunday mornings from 10 to 1 doing balloons right at your table side.
That is wonderful. That's Lenny's. And where are they located?
US 19 between Drew and 60. On US 19.
Very good. So that's, and you're going to be doing balloons.
I'm making a balloon right now.
Making a balloon right now. Okay.
I don't know if you know what this one is.
I do. Oh, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Totally is.
Yeah.
Ah! Anyhow.
His head fell off.
Okay,
you
so.
You don't recognize it?
No.
Not at all? No? Nothing?
I don't want to tell you priceless. What I was thinking.
It's priceless. This is priceless.
What are you thinking?
Oh, now I'm thinking that is me.
Yes! It's
wow.
Awesome.
Unbelievable. And
that
it's funny.
That is so cool.
That is so good. What do you think?
There you go, man.
I think it's excellent.
He brings life to any party.
Facts.
Is this Larry?
I think he's very talented to be.
Oh, wow. Creative. I wonder if that's Larry. Because Larry is the painter, and I got to need him to do
Larry
some painting.
Larry was here last time.
Yes. All right, so now let's do some singing, okay?
Okay.
You guys give us a song and get the gyro, my friend Sam Gyro.
All righty.
You ready?
Oh, yes! I left a good job down in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost.
saw the good side of the city.
I used to ride on the riverboat queen. The big wheel that keeps on turning. Hey! Primary keeps on burning. But we're rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
While we got your attention, we just want to make a quick announcement about Sam's Gyros and Seafood. Sam's is going to be having a grand opening of his Clearwater location. He already has one location in St. Pete, but right now he is doing a grand opening for his Clearwater location. It is located at 405 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater. You guys can give them a call at 727-754-1999 to find out more information about that grand opening, or just stop by and order some food. And then you can find out when the grand opening is going to be.
Sounds like Sam needs some balloons.
I think Sam needs some balloons.
And some
while
singing.
We're rolling,
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 rolling on the river. Said we're rolling,
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 rolling, rolling on the river. I clean a lot of plays in Memphis, and I pumped a lot of chain down in New Orleans. Side of the city until I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen. The big wheel keeps on turning. Proud Mary keeps on burning. But we're rolling,
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 rolling on the river.
Say it again. Say we're rolling,
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 rolling on the river.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I sang
voice.
It about 1,100 times.
Well, it sounds like it, and it
thank
shows.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bring a lot of life.
It is one of my favorite songs. It's funny. I actually used to perform in a band called Life of the Party.
Okay. Really?
And yes, I did for about 10 years. And during that time, we would always say, like, when we show up, they say, wow, you guys really bring the life to the party.
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what it's about.
Music
you know?
Makes perfect
that's
sense.
It does.
That's
something
right.
To the song.
Music.
It makes the world go round. I love music. Any kind of music. I love music. Just as long as it's grooving.
Yeah.
I love it. What's your favorite song? Favorite artist?
It's got to be a Buffett song.
Buffett. I love Buffett.
Are you just going by the
okay, just whatever you do, don't do Sweet Caroline. Whatever. I'm not allowed to sing that song. No, it's
let's
not
do it.
What song
new.
Is that?
Let's do
new.
It.
I'll have to leave the studio. We can do anything but that. It's so funny. I'm a karaoke host,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then I'm also a professional entertainer.
Okay.
So as a professional entertainer, I performed all up and down the beach and all this fun stuff, right? And I always make this comment. I was performing at Bad Fins on Clearwater Beach before the pandemic, the whole thing that we went through. And there was this little girl came up to me. She's about 10 years old. And she's like, can you play Sweet Caroline? I was like, oh. Now this is a situation. This is a situation that I'm in. Because see, I have this rule as a professional entertainer that I've taken upon myself. Nobody created this rule but me. It's my rule. It's my rule. That I don't play Sweet Caroline.
Okay.
Why? Why don't I play Sweet Caroline? Because every entertainer in the world, all up and down the beach and everywhere else you can go in any bar, you can go anywhere you want, and you can hear Sweet Caroline. But if you come to my show where I'm at, you're not gonna hear Sweet Caroline. Why? Because you can go everywhere else
sure.
And hear Sweet Caroline.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, that's my thing about that.
Okay,
a couple weeks ago.
Say, Sweet.
I know you
do. Let's do it.
She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm her little love.
I'm a boy.
Songs in the world, and I don't know, not even 1% of them, to be honest.
I got a good one. I got a good one. You know Albert King, right?
No. You know which one I learned lately that we all know?
What's that?
When the night is come.
Being brought by
Garrett Pressure Washing.
Ryan, what's your jingle? Oh, can we play his jingle?
Right now?
Barrett's Pressure Washing.
Yes, sir.
Barrett.
Barrett.
Pressure Washing.
I won't cry. No, I won't.
888-6581. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime. And it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash it for you. And let your home's beauty shine through. If you want the best, you better call Barrett. 888-6581. If you want the best, call Barrett.
Pressure wash it. 888-6581.
Stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand. job was a little nappy-headed boy. Our girl, because we were there too.
Yeah, because we're going to be and all then my to sing only
worries was for Christmas, what would be my toy? I think so. It's so funny. I literally just recorded my promo video for singing. So I made my song list. There's 60 songs. 60 songs that I can sing with no lyrics in front of me and perform them. Right. Like
we gotta let my friend Casey sit down.
Sure, Casey. Here you go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ooh, that pink though. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want a Rambling Rose.
I do sing, but I don't know
the song. Do you know
Rambling Rose?
I know a lot of songs.
Rambling Rose
by the Grateful Dead. Do you know that song?
I don't know.
Rambling Rose.
No. I know there's a song, but with Nat King Cole singing first.
Yes.
Which one is that?
About your business, and then I like you guys to sing.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Okay, so she's going to put me on the spot like that. My business is Ramley Rose Florist. We are at 771 Main Street, downtown Dunedin, Florida. We're right there on the corner of New York and Maine. We've been in business for about 16, 17 months. We also have a sister shop, my wife's shop, which is Flowers by Francis. That's at 2087 Drew Street in Clearwater. My phone number at my shop is 727-470-9944. And also, it's RamblingRoseFlorist with an S.com. That's our website. We'd appreciate it. You guys take a look at it, and Valentine's Day is coming.
Now, you guys also do, like, educational stuff,
yes,
too,
we
right?
Do. We also have a site called RamblingRoseEbook.com. That's RamblingRoseEbook.com. You can go there and put your email in and download a 68-page book on how to take care of your floral arrangements and plants and things like that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's free, cool. too. 100% free.
Cool.
So, you know, we had a lot of people saying stuff about they couldn't take care. They were killers of plants. So we try.
I remember you also
trying to help them out. We're trying to help.
You also had some classes too, right?
Stop the killing.
Wreath making and stuff like that. You did some classes, wreath making and that.
Oh yes, we do wreath making classes. We also do things for like banks. We did stuff for Bay First. They had their trendsetter account or whatever, and we did a class with them for their trendsetter accounts. They loved it. We had a great time. We also did a wreath making class. Had about 35 people in Dunedin. We did that
That's
down
awesome.
The street at this little hall we rented out. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to Sam's Gyro and Seafood. Next week, our secret shopper is going there. Casey said that he's done secret shopping. We might hire him to do that also. But that's at Sam's Gyro and Seafood, and that's on Missouri Avenue. And as we said, there was one in St. Pete, but the only one to go to is the one in Clearwater. 405 South Missouri Avenue, and that's in Clearwater. They're doing a grand opening, gyro and seafood. And Sam is a real cool cat, too. And he sponsored the show today with food.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really good.
I don't know if it's going to fit with those headphones on, but...
Well, who needs headphones when you have a Darth Vader mask?
That's so cool.
He did the Darth Vader. When you guys want to see
the balloon, that's great.
The balloon,
that's wild.
He's doing them.
Wild. You should be able to see.
Go to YouTube.
I am your father.
We have cameras in the studio.
Luke.
Okay, so can we do a song that has to do with Star Wars?
Oh, please.
You know the Star Wars song?
Do you know it?
No, it's just mostly like,
okay.
I don't think there's
any words on it.
All right, Casey, start singing and we'll go along.
Sing? I don't know what they're saying.
Sing any song you know and then they're going to go with you.
I don't know. Jingle Bells? I don't know.
Jingle Bells,
jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle Bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Great job, Casey.
Awesome.
Good job.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys are musically deaf because that was terrible.
Okay. Just do any song you like. Just start playing, they'll all sing.
Any song. Okay.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm sure this lady can sing.
Didn't you just say no Jimmy Buffett?
No, you couldn't.
That's Jimmy Buffett, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something.
Little old sponge cake.
Why is this
watching the sun bake.
Why is this happening to me?
All of those parrot heads covered with oil and feathers and signs and fins.
What did I do?
Strumming my six strings.
What did I do? What did I do?
On
wrong?
My front porch swing.
Obviously, I did something wrong.
Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Bubble, 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 bubble.
What did I do?
Wasted away
again in Margaritaville. Searching for my song, shaking song. But I know it's my own fault. Blew out my flip flop, stepped on a pop top. I heard my lady had the cruise on back home. You know what? There's booze in the blender.
Sound pretty good.
That frozen concoction that helps me hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Searching for my shaking soul. Soul, soul, soul. Some people claim that there's a
warm on the blame.
It's my own damn fault.
That song was bought by Mark the Balloon Guy. He's at Lenny's. And also by Barrett's Plumbing. And plumbing, Barrett Pressure Washing. Maybe there is a plumbing company out there too. And then KC, Ramblin' Rose Florist. And then the DJ lady.
Hi.
And then the singing guy, Moffitt. And then that's it. Let's sing one last song and then we're off. Okay. Thank you, Mark the Balloon Guy.
Let's do it.
I gotta go anyway.
What you want? What you want?
I'm definitely not gonna bring
my baby, I got it.
When the evening comes.
Oh, don't go, guys. I got it.
Ships rolling. Now watch them roll away again.
Sitting by the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting by the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia,
and we
heading for the Tampa Bay. I've had nothing to live for. That's a wrap.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.